Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. Connor here.
And Sam.
So one cost of social distancing and the lockdown and self-quarantining or self-isolation, it's meant that people around the world are not being touched as much.
Yeah, all the handshakes and hugs are gone. And especially for people who live alone or are elderly, like, it's gone to basically zero, which I think is probably really tough.
Yeah, so we wanted to get in touch with an expert, a touch expert, and find out, is this as bad as it seems to be? And is there anything we can do to replace that lost touch?
Science Unscripted.
Hi, my name's Alex Parker, and I'm the Professor of Physical Activity and Mental Health from the Institute for Health and Sport at Victoria University in Melbourne. And some of my work at the moment is having a look at the responses or the mental health responses to the COVID-19 pandemic. And I've authored a piece in The Conversation around missing hugs and the importance of touch during this time of social isolation or physical distancing.
So could you just kind of give us an overview on what toll this takes on our mental health and our well-being?
Absolutely. Look, it's really important, and we know that from studies that have looked at the impacts of a lack of positive touch, that touch in our lives is really important for our cognitive and emotional and developmental needs, and that a lack of touch can sometimes lead to us feeling down, depressed, or anxious, and diminishes our immune system responses as well.
Alex, is it safe to say that if you're not being touched, it's dangerous for you? You're going to get sicker? You're going to, potentially die is a bit dramatic, but is it safe to say that it's absolutely crucial for my health to be touched?
Probably not. I think in the early years, in terms of development as an infant and a baby, it's very important to have human touch. But if you're going through a period now of isolation, it's probably not going to be crucial or dangerous. Some other things or other health behaviours are going to be more protective, such as eating well, making sure you're still doing some physical activity and moving and sleeping well and not drinking too much alcohol or taking substances to try and manage some of the distress at the moment. So those behaviours are probably more crucial than missing out on being touched.
So one thing that I've seen are these photos of older people, maybe in nursing homes, hugging loved ones through those like plastic sheets with like arm parts in them.
kind of beautiful, kind of sad.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, what are some kind of alternatives, maybe creative alternatives, for people who are coping with this lack of physical touch right now?
Yeah, look, it's really hard to be creative. And I guess in some ways we do have technology, and it's a lot harder, I think, for older people who perhaps are not as familiar with how to use it. And it doesn't replace that face-to-face contact or that touch that we do have, but it is a useful substitute. So whether it is talking on the phone or helping our grandparents or our elderly relatives to be able to be a bit more familiar with using online meeting apps or platforms, to be able to see them face-to-face and talk can be really helpful. And also doing other ways of actually sharing or showing that you do care. So it might be about developing or putting together a care package that you send. It might include some of their favourite meals or snacks or things that you might do, like plan to watch, have an online movie night where you'll watch a movie at the same time and then have a chat about it afterwards, just as you would if you were in person together. So there's some ways that we can maintain that connection with those that we care about, even if we can't see them at the moment.
I'm going to ask a crazy question here. So right now you can't see it, but I'm lightly stroking my own arm. I was wondering this morning, if I grabbed a back scratcher or some, let's call it a third party object, and touched myself with it, are there any tricks like that would work and trick my body into thinking I'm being touched by another human being? Or could I use a dog, a cat to replace them?
Oh, look, pets are absolutely crucial at this time. So definitely that connection to pets. We know that that actually really helps with people's physical and mental health and well-being. The joy, the connection, the stimulation of certain hormones and neurotransmitters in the brain that comes from interaction with pets. I think what we don't know, and sort of the evidence is a bit up and down, so it's not as clear as to whether touching, gently massaging your own hands, or as you're saying, using something else to touch, you know, scratch your back or something like that, has as much benefit as having touch from another person. But it certainly wouldn't do any harm. So if people would be, you know, if they're living alone and are missing some contact or touch, doing something like massaging their own hands or their own feet could also be a way of having some contact.
That was Alex Parker from Victoria University in Australia.
Yeah, so hopefully for all of our listeners out there, you are getting some sort of healthy interaction with other people right now. If you have any other questions, comments, ideas, suggestions, anything you'd like to know about the coronavirus or other topics, get in touch. We are su@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.